Shalom lekulam.
Hello everyone. We are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, Shemadi article 235, looking in the book again. You can find the material on the website kabbalahmedia.info and you can ask questions live.
Yes, we are truly given very short articles that are difficult for beginners to see in them something that you can talk about. But nevertheless, Shamati 235, looking in the book again. After one sees some words of Torah in a book and memorizes them, since what enters the mind is already blemished, hence when looking in the book again, he can elicit the light. He can elicit the light so as to receive illumination from what he is seeing now, and this is already considered new and unblemished. Read, please.
We'll read again. Article 235, looking in the book again. After one sees some words of Torah in a book and memorizes them, since what enters the mind is already blemished, hence when looking in the book again, he can elicit the light so as to receive illumination from what he is seeing now. This is already considered new and unblemished. We'll read again. Shemadi article 235, looking in the book again. After one sees some words of Torah in a book and memorizes them, since what enters the mind is already blemished, hence, when looking in the book again, he can elicit the light so as to receive illumination from what he is seeing now. This is already considered new and unblemished.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said, because there was someone who's sick here and he called urgently and I couldn't refuse.
We read the article again.
Well then, read it again.
We'll read it again. Shemadi article 235, looking in the book again. After one sees some words of Torah in a book and memorizes them, since what enters the mind is already blemished, hence, when looking in the book again, he can elicit the light so as to receive illumination from what he is seeing now. This is already considered new and unblemished.
Yes, this is the matter here, that at one point people used to study everything by heart. A teacher would sit. Next to him would sit a reader. And the reader would read and everyone would hear. there weren't too many books. From one book, they would study. And then it turned out that each time they had to remember the whole book by heart, truly memorize it, like it was, as if it was before him. He'd have to remember it. That's why when they would talk later or open the book again, for them it was truly like reading a new book. So after one sees some words of Torah in the book, meaning he recognized that the book speaks of godly matters, and he memorized them. They had to memorize them by heart, since what enters the mind is already blemished. Hence, when looking in the book again, he can elicit the light. Because there was always a difference between what he remembers, meaning what went through him, and that which was in the book, for him to receive an illumination from what he is seeing now. This is already considered new and unblemished. Questions we have? Okay. Well, we'll start with
German.
Today we'll start with German.
Ken Rav, Shalom Sheila.
Question. Why is it a commandment? Why is it a commandment to forget what we learn in our wisdom?
Lo mitzvah lishkoch.
No, it's not a commandment to forget. Simply, as much as they would remember, they would remember. And as much as not, not. And there was this habit of repeating the book as if it was new.
You once shared with us when Rabash was learning all of the volumes of Sensory Road, and what would they do? They would start again, and it was a great joy. Why was it a joy to start again? What's important to learn here, a principle from this?
Since the fact that we study something anew, we can erase what was before from our mind, receive it anew, and what once was like we're coming to like a piano and we tune it correctly. Yes, relative to, let's say, to a certain note, like an A or a note, certain vibrations, frequency. And then we tune it again to the same tone. And then again, we look at it and we retune it. Meaning each time, when we want to play, to manage, to do a certain action, we need to perform these actions under the source, meaning whether the source that we're performing right now, let's say on the piano or in something else, doesn't matter. And a violin.
Yes, ma.
Okay,
yes, what?
No.
Der Verstand wird als makellos gesehen, wenn da etwas eintritt, damit man das Licht herausholen kann. Wie machen wir das eigentlich jetzt in unserer Zeit? Wir lernen ja anders, weil wir haben jeden Morgen Morgenunterricht, wir haben Mittagsunterricht. Und ich kann mir vorstellen, dass es sehr schwierig wäre, sich alle Texte einzuprägen. Wie wirkt das bei uns mit dem Licht herausholen?
No, tutargem.
I'll translate.
Ari, kannst du nochmal die Frage wiederholen? Ja, so, Schuvala Schela. Wiederhol nochmal die Frage, bitte.
Die gesamte Art und Weise, wie wir lernen, ist ja nicht mehr so wie früher. Wie ist das, dass wir die Texte nicht auswendig lernen müssen? Wie lernen wir? Wie holen wir das Licht heraus? Im Morgenunterricht, im Mittagsunterricht, jeden Tag.
This whole form of study that we have now isn't what it was like back then. How do we now learn in such a way that we'll be able to bring the light in the most beneficial way?
Well,
nevertheless, we need to remember what's written in the book
and
to receive it through our feelings and to advance that way. That's what it means to receive the illumination now, what he's seeing now, and this is already considered new relative to what it was before, when it was old and blemished. So the new is not blemished, meaning each time we read the source, we need to relate to it as if we never read it before.
That means
that the turn is always from a new place, a different place?
And not a different place. The same place that you read before, but it's new.
No, the place that I'm in, the new place.
Yes.
So the vessels are changing.
Yes.
Aveha, Kulavyaka, kişi bu aydınlanmayı almak için olan eksikliği nedir?
What a person is missing in order to get the enlightenment from the book?
An impression. What does it mean that he blemished? Meaning that's already in him. And then when he reads it, it's in him what he receives now from the book, let's say, and what was before. So you have one against the other. And therefore he doesn't receive these innovations that he attains now, and that's what bothers him.
Beseder?
Okay.
Rav, bu aydınlanma yani kişiye kitaptan mı veriliyor yoksa yaradan mı veriyor?
Dear Rav, illumination come to the book from to person or something somewhere. Where does this illumination come from?
Can't hear you. Please repeat loudly.
Sorry. This illumination come to the person from the book or somewhere. Where is this illumination come from?
Illumination.
The
illumination, of course, doesn't come from the pages on the book, but according to the idea in the book, the content. Other questions? Okay, so let's ask Women Lithuania 5.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, everyone. Rav, to get the daughter's piano tuned, we get a specialist, and it costs us lots of money. So who will tune us? Which specialist? Or will we become these masters?
We
ourselves need to tune ourselves as we study. That's it.
Woman Mac. Ну, Асема.
Да, здравствуйте, дорогой любимый Рав. Дорогой учитель, что значит, что
когда
мне раскрывается новая буква слова?
What does it mean that in every time, at each time, the something new be revealed to me in my the book, a new page in my book of life?
Лирот это хаим шело битоха сефер Тора, аз יש לו כוונה כזאת, ואז הוא פותח, ובכוונה כזאת,
If a person wants to see himself in the book, he received this intention, and with this intention, he reads this book, and he sees it, and he feels what's it's in its book. And then he have also a prayer in his heart that he wants to achieve what the Torah, Book of Torah is giving to him. And this is, and it's also written about everyone in there.
Student.
What is the... How do I check that through my request I receive the light? Rav, it depends what he wants. What he wants, what is he... yearn for what it's written. If he reads in the Torah, then the Torah is written from the Creator. Under his guidance, under the Creator's guidance, and then he can see and understand and to hear what the Creator think about him, what the Creator wants to pass on to him.
Buongiorno, caro Rav. The question is, how to make Rav so that what we read remains in our hearts and not in our minds?
That's a good question. If we want to observe that which is written in the book, we want it to enter the heart, then it gradually enters into the heart. And the heart feels.
Woman Moscow 5.
Well, we have many questions, but the question that I would like to ask from my friend, does this feeling is correct that when we together in the 10, we read the text once together and integrate with each other, does it like to read the text 10 times on your own?
Only partially. Because each time you will nevertheless change your attitude, and the 10 will change its attitude. So reading 10 times in the 10 or 10 times alone is not the same thing.
And if I can ask another question, we know once people did not know how to read, except the Jews.
It's
written in Hebrew, just like today. Nothing changed. Not one letter or form or shape. Nothing. There's a special book called The Author's Correction, meaning those who rewrote the Torah, who copied the Torah, had to first learn the form of the letters, how they write it, so that nothing would change throughout the generations. Meaning if you find today a book that was written 2,000 years ago, It will have the same form like today.
And therefore, other nations did not learn to read until the 1900s.
Yes, and it wasn't like that with Jews. At age three, a child, first of all, had to go to school and learn there.
Well,
school was in someone's home, in one of the teachers.
What gives the person this development of memory? What does it give to the person? The kids always learn by heart.
My son studied in such a school in Jerusalem, and they memorized everything.
Therefore, we are jealous at the Jews that they are so smart.
It's no wisdom, it's just working on yourself. And also, there were no other books, so there actually were no other books. Therefore, people knew the Torah, they memorized it by heart. It's a completely different attitude towards life, what was before.
And what about women? What is the role with the women?
Women just listened to the discussions that were given for them. And you could say that they also didn't know how to read.
Так что вот такие отношения были.
Но при этом мудрая женщина
еврейка,
она особая, она отличается очень сильно.
And with that, when the wisdom of a Jew woman is different from the other nations.
Они, конечно, знали.
Yes, but it's not because they studied a lot.
То, что пишется в Торе.
Of course, they memorized by heart. What they knew what was written in the Torah.
Ну, так вот, так so that, было. Ничего не сделаешь.
Well, that's how it was. Look at you.
Так они приняли, и все
that's how the Creator arranged things. That's how it was perpetuated. And for thousands of years, that's how it
конечно,
was observed. Of course, this gave special development to people for their memory, relations, the attitude towards that which is written, to science, to nature. Women Mach 30.
Women Mach 30.
Микрофон. Добрый день, дорогой Рав, мировой Кли. У меня такой вопрос.
Hello, dear Rav.
Ее нужно просто читать или потом обсуждать?
When we read the book of Zohar, do we only read or we can discuss it in the ten? And each and everyone will share what he feels.
Надо просто читать.
It's not important. There's no specific guidance about the Book of Zohar. Just read it.
So how should we read it? By myself or in the ten?
It's always better to do so in the ten. It's always better in the ten. Also with Ramash, we read it in the ten. In turns. Let's say each read a page.
Woman have two.
Good afternoon. I would like to ask, now in our days, the connection to the books is not there anymore. Even kids, they don't read anymore. And we read this book, and it's like a process that the Creator is taking us through, and the kids are not reading. It's all about computers. There's no connection anymore to the books. Even I don't read anymore. It's all from the screen. What kind of evolution is this one that the Creator is passing us?
Well, these days, all books that are published are read this way. But nevertheless, the Torah is written the way it was written many years ago. And today, too, it's the same book, and it needs to be read precisely by the same rules as it's written.
So the question is to teach the kids to read it.
Yes.
So we should read the Siddur and the Torah.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Truly, from age 3 onwards, he read it that way.
Before, we talked about the intention when we read it through a prayer so we can reveal anew. And I've noticed that every time I have an internal question and I open like just randomly and I find an answer. Is it good to open it, read it, and to come with a question? Even about a situation in the 10, and maybe we should read it as we discuss it?
Yes, yes.
Woman UK.
Hello, dear Rav. So how can we tune ourselves correctly each time when we read in the book so we can receive the light and get rid of blemish?
As close to the heart as possible. As close as possible to our hearts.
Woman Latin.
Lo que entiendo es que nos está diciendo que la primera vez que leemos el libro.
What I understand is that the book tells us that the first time we read it, he shows us the default in our desire.
Ya nos está dando lugar.
Is that how we should understand it?
Nachon.
Correct.
Woman Mac 25.
Women Mac 25.
Здравствуйте, Рав, мировой кли. Скажите, пожалуйста, а что означает?
Hello, tell us, please.
Как мы правильно должны это усилить?
What does it mean to look in the book anew?
Смотреть на нее как первый раз.
As if you don't remember anything from what you read, and you have to look at it as if it's the first time.
Does it allow us? Does it allow the light to come back into the vessel?
Yes.
Lithuania 5. Woman.
Добрый день. У нас два вопроса. Мы видим через наше личное восприятие. И правильно ли я понимаю,
through...
что заучивание — это пребывание в своем собственном?
Do we understand right that to learn it by heart is to be enclosed in your own world, and if to read it again anew, it's like to grow with it.
Yes, absolutely correct.
And Rav, when we enter the book, do we have to strive to feel what the author's heart about what he's trying, or should we strive to feel the Creator there?
To be as close as possible to the author.
Tada. Tada.
Woman Moscow 6.
Здравствуйте. Вот есть такое вот автоматическое обнуление, когда мы подходим к какому-то духовному состоянию, да, берем из первого
источника между нами, и потом automatic nullification that when we come to a spiritual.
А здесь вот все-таки идет о каком-то осознанном, да, вот этом уровне.
And then the creator is canceling the state. And here he talks about something new that comes from the creator. How to receive the light as independent?
That you will learn on your own. You'll read and you'll learn.
A friend is asking, can we say that the goal in every new state, we will need the help of the Creator more than the last state? Is that right?
Also correct.
Дорогой Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, а чем это повреждается? Вот нам сказано, что это повреждено.
It is written that it is broken, default. What does it mean?
Вот скажите, пожалуйста, то есть когда мы что-то, например, впечатлились каким-то текстом, сделали что-то, второй раз мы повторить не можем.
Это and значит, when we
каждый раз необходимо вот влияние книги, впечатление этого.
Been impressed from the text and we can't come back to it. Do we need this impression again and again? Rav. Yes.
Yes.
And that's Itawuta de Leela.
Yes.
And we can work in a different way?
You can, but it's not simple. You could see this on a person also. When he repeats something, and he repeats something he heard, saw, perceived for the first time, then he goes over it again.
What should we do so it enters our heart and there'll be no need to start again to try anew? How can we turn into become a part of this quality?
We need to go in the connection with the friends, and this connection between the friends refines a person each time.
Дорогой Рав, как не ограничивать изучение Торы предыдущими впечатлениями и знаниями?
How can we not restrict the study of Torah with the other impressions? How can we use this system that covers all the aspects of the wisdom?
You will learn this gradually. You will learn this gradually. Just don't be worried about a new approach and always, always demand from yourselves a new attitude towards the Creator and to what the book says. But here we're mostly talking about the prophets, the three parts of the Bible, like the holy sources. Because there within you can find the force of the Creator upon which all the rest of the details clothe.
Здравствуйте, Рав, дорогие товарищи. Вот, Рав, а как подготовить сердца в десятке, чтобы вознуждаться в помощи
Творца? How can we prepare our hearts in the ten in order to need the help of the Creator? There's always a feeling that the hearts are closed, they're sealed.
Ну как это?
But we can't even ask.
Pray.
Молись, что ты хочешь, чтобы вы соединились.
How can we do it together? How to awaken the whole ten?
Pray that you want to connect together, that you all unite.
I'm praying, but everything becomes worse.
It's not worse. It's just that you're practically seeing how the Creator is concealed from you.
Дорогой Рав, мировой Кли, у нас два уточнения, если позволите. Когда мы читаем первоисточники, неважно, это первый раз или последующий
when
раз,
we read мы the sources, whether if it's first time or other times, there is we always receive the light, and the light does not change, but it's called new just because we read it from a new state, which means we are on a different degrees and we get this information as a new.
И второе уточнение.
I don't know, we'll have to check that.
Мы читаем и получаем эту информацию в разум.
When we read and receive this information in our brain, this information comes in the knowledge, and then we start to scrutinize it from the mind side, and that hurts. So we need to receive it with faith above reason, right?
Woman Max 98.
Большое. Подскажите, пожалуйста, вот для чего нам даются ощущения, что в какой-то момент тексты как будто бы перестают пускать в себя?
Why do we receive this feeling that the text just does not open towards us, even if you read it by yourself or with the group? It's just not letting you enter it. There is some sort of a emptiness.
Then you need to re-examine your relations with the friends. Start with that. Women Mac
97. Мы когда читаем какую-то статью с десяткой или Зоар отрывки,
when we read together in the ten an article or part from the Zohar, we scrutinize it. And most of the times we realize that there are places that was not clear in our mind, some sort of a... Is it correct or what should we pay attention to what the heart reacts to the article or in the mind?
It's best to discuss what's not clear with the book and leave the heart to what comes apart, in front of you.
Toda Rav, shalom lekulam. Shela lo kol kach evanti im dvarim ma she nichnas.
I didn't quite understand that the things that enters the mind and they are faulty, so how can we? I didn't understand what's the right relation between the material that comes in the mind. What should we do with them? There are some things that enter the mind and they give a really strong impression.
It's not important. Later we'll try to take them out.
Madame.
Yes, morning. Rav. Why is it that when I open books, it just invoke a lot of prayers? It's as though it just
can
invoke a lot of prayers. That's all it does to me.
No, it's better, Sheila. Lamat lomu.
Okay, Sheila, why aren't you satisfied?
It's not like I'm not satisfied, but I sometimes feel that it leaves me in this state of constant prayers. I will read something and then I will spend an hour praying because this book, this text that I've just read, have just put me in a constant state of prayer. And I wondered why, if this is how it should happen.
Very good. Very good. Continue that way. It's written, I wish he would pray all day long. It's written in the Torah, I wish he would pray all day long. Therefore, if you feel like praying, please pray.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Ukraina to woman. Woman Ukraina to.
Дорогой Рав, снимаю. Можно вопрос?
Да.
Подскажите, что такое дети сейчас?
Еще раз плохо слышно.
Что такое присутствие?
Repeat, we don't hear you well.
Здесь и сейчас.
What is to be present right here, right now?
Значит, быть связанным с теми, кто находится здесь и сейчас.
To be present here and now means to be connected with those that are here and now.
Woman Mac 48.
Women Mac 48.
Добрый день. Спасибо, дорогой Рав. У нас такой вопрос. Вот у нас такое чувство есть, что Тора — это план замысла творения. И что нам...
We have a feeling that the Torah is the plan of the big plan, and it is written way before the existence of humanity.
I don't want to speak about times, but the Torah talks about the thought of creation. That's correct.
Woman Ukraine 2.
Дорогой Раф, вопрос подруги. Мы говорили сейчас, чтобы воспринимать текст.
Friend's question. We just spoke. We just talked about that it is important to receive the text as if you don't remember it and you read it again for the first time. But there are parts in the article that you already remember them.
It's not important. Don't fight that. It'll all work out itself and come into its place.
She says that there are people that talk in the sentences from the sources, or they just don't talk at all.
On one hand, it's good if they really know the sources to that extent and can quote them from their memory. But besides that, you need to also be free, meaning to peruse amongst the sources and be connected to them in a diversified manner.
Добрый день, Раф. Добрый день, мировой клип. У меня такой вопрос. Вот вы сказали подруге, ответили, что если она молится, ей кажется, что становится...
You said to one of the friends that if she prays and everything looks worse, nothing is getting worse, but she revealed how much the Creator is in concealment from her. Is that a good state in general? And do they get this state so we can turn to the Creator from the depth of our heart?
Yes, very correct.
Kiev. Men. Kiev.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, за годы постижения у наших товарищей формируются целые такие стосы с тетрадями, когда записывают урок.
During the years, the friends collecting, the friends collected like notebooks, complete notebooks for they've been writing during the lessons. What's the value of writing during the lesson?
I don't know what to say. Once, altogether, it was prohibited to write. It was prohibited to write, meaning you had to remember it all by heart. And that was blessed.
Today,
people write, we write everything, and there's no end to it. So I don't know what to say. I wrote a lot. I have many, many notebooks. I wrote in books, but then I saw that it's all very primary in nature. And with time I stopped writing. It is best to pay attention to the heart. That's why it's written, write on the tablets of your heart. That is very important. Even if later the heart changes, what a person wanted to remember in the heart disappeared from the heart. But nevertheless, the fact that a person brought his heart closer to what happened, to what's heard, and wants it to remain in him, it remains. Even though you can't always use it.
So this is the question, how to use it, because there are so many scrutinies, deep and practic, that they are disappearing.
When you need it, you'll remember. Don't worry.
Woman Turkey 7.
Torada yazılanları okurken yazan kabalistin hissettiklerini mi hissediyoruz yoksa ben kendi kabımdan mı hissediyorum? Teşekkürler.
When we read what it is written in the Torah, do we feel what the Kabbalists felt when they wrote it, or I feel it from my own vessel?
You always feel from your own vessel, but with time, your vessel becomes more and more exalted, greater, complex, made of more vessels, and you will gradually start to feel what those Kabbalists who revealed something feel and wrote about. I promise you that it will happen to you.
Yeah.
It will be.
You're
a very serious woman, and you're wise. And you will attain it. Okay.
Moldova.
Добрый день, дорогой Раф. Я вот вижу в этом отрывке два аспекта. Первый — это когда мы читаем первый.
I can see in the verse two aspects.
Но каждый раз мы должны.
When we read the source, we can read it for the 101 time, and there's always something new. And on the other hand, when we read it, the same source, the same text, and we can't see anything new, then we can say that maybe we did not progress, and therefore we don't see anything new.
Yes, we need to always demand something new.
Woman Mag 97. And Tov.
No. Okay, no Woman Mag 97.
Uh-huh. Sorry, the internet just dropped.
Woman Rehovot 1.
Toda Rav, Shalom Lakli Olami.
Hello everyone. What renew in a person every time that he reads the sources? What's so special in the sources? There's always some sort of states in the ten, and then we straight away read the sources, and through the sources we connect to the lessons. What's so special in the sources? What's renewed in a person?
It's what's written by those people who have attained the Creator in the most correct manner. And they themselves knew how to pass to us their impression, the way they were impressed by it in the correct way. That's why it's so important for us to be connected with the source.
And when a person reads the sources, Psalms, Shamati, in all the books, the Torah, what renew in the person every time that he turns into those books when he reads?
First of all, the spiritual force is renewed in him. Secondly, if a person returns with new vessels, then he truly has a new light in a new vessel that expands in him. And he is capable of absorbing, receiving, understanding, feeling.
Thank you, Rav. Shabbat shalom.
Здравствуйте, мировой кли. Вот желание пересмотреть все ваши уроки птихи и шамати.
The desire to see again all your lessons about птиха, preface and shamati. Is it good?
I don't know. It's something I gave many years ago.
Не знаю, можете посмотреть.
Would give you something new? I don't know. You can see. Ну,
повредить ничего не может. Просто жалко времени.
It doesn't harm.
Nothing can harm, but yeah.
See. Я не знаю еще, как его заполнить, чтобы не отвлекаться.
During the day, I don't know how to fill my time. So I don't step away from the goal. And then I turn the lesson on and it fills me.
Well, if it fills you, good.
Это радость.
Real happiness, it's happiness, it's joy from the ten.
It's joy from connected to the good source.
And if I don't feel joy, how can I speak? How can I talk in the ten? It's all.
Why artificial if only through that you can be connected to the Creator?
Well, after all, we need to grasp this connection.
Yes, first be connected to the friends and then to the Creator.
You answer to one of the friends that when we study on our own and then we do the things in the ten.
Yes.
That we need to scrutinize the intention and then the light will come and then the joy will be revealed?
Correct.
Спасибо, дорогой Раф. У нас два вопроса, если можно. Первый.
We have two questions, if possible. First question.
Вместе их читаем. Как они работают?
How does the sources work when we read it together? How does it work towards the connection between us? How does it help us?
В общем-то, главное в Каббале.
The sources.
Потому что писали их великие каббалисты.
Are the, in principle, the main thing in the wisdom of Kabbalah, because they were written by Kabbalists, huge Kabbalists, probably long ago. We recommend to use only the sources of Bala Sulam, Rabash, the Ari, Rashbi, such kind of pillars in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
And another question. We live in a time of information. We have a lot of information, all kinds. How can we clean the our perception, reality?
And with the lightness of your head. So that all the nonsensical thoughts will fly away.
Добрый день, дорогой учитель, мировой кли. А вот можно сказать?
Hello, dear teacher.
Когда мы в нашем объединении раскрываем вот свой.
Can we say that when we in connection between us we reveal the quality of bestow and love and then we come closer to the Creator? Can we say that in this manner we can feel in the heart, we can feel the sources in our heart?
Yes.
And another question, Rav, the sources, can we say that they clean our hearts?
No doubt.
And we need to try hard during the day to read more.
Even in parts, paragraph by paragraph.
We love you very much, Rav. Take care of yourself.
Добрый день, дорогой учитель и товарищи. Вы сказали,
что желательно не конкретизировать. You said that it's better not to conclude in the notebook and to pass on everything through the heart during the lessons. And if we already started to conclude,
Should we pass it on to the friends that did not come to the lesson, or they can't listen to the lesson? Is that okay? Can we conclude for the friends that missed the lesson?
But the lessons are all recorded.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it off of the internet and just give it to the friends.
So
it means that it's better not to conclude.
You can, it's not harmful. The whole problem is how to use the time in the most beneficial way.
Grazie, Rav. When we read, the mind takes over the world. The more we read, can we say that communication also becomes essential and truer?
Ken?
Yes. Yes.
Because Rav, we feel responsibility about when we speak with other people. So I would like to have words truer.
כי אני מרגישה אחריות כשאני מדברת עם אנשים אחרים, והייתי רוצה שיהיו לי מילים כמה שיותר אמיתיות.
נו, אז שיהיה לך את זה ולבריאות.
Well, may you have that, be healthy.
Встречаемся, читаем три раза в день, еще два раза на уроках, это как минимум.
We meet, we read three times a day during the lessons, and there is a feeling that it becomes a habit. And when a meeting starts, all the friends come in, different states, and some friends are talking. And it's good to talk about the greatness of the altar, and to touch it, or the opposite, maybe to talk about our relations before the reading. What's better to do before, at the beginning, before?
To connect with the hearts.
That's it.
Connect in the hearts.
Woman Max 86.
Спасибо. Rav, объясните, пожалуйста, что значит читать текст в вере выше.
Rav, can you please explain what does it mean to read the text with faith above reason? Our mind is always.
Начнете понимать эти слова вера выше разума.
You'll start to understand these words, faith above reason.
Спасибо.
It will come later.
Woman Mag 97.
Добрый день, дорогой учитель, мировой кли. Скажите, пожалуйста, Рав, если
человек уточняет материальную жизнь,
можно ли так думать, что он
уточняет the creator complicates our corporate life, does it mean that he complicates our spiritual mission?
Спасибо.
No, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe he wants to draw you in.
Thank you.
Подруга спрашивает, есть совершенно потрясающие книги Рамхаля, Рамбама и другие. Можно ли читать индивидуально?
There are beautiful books from Рамхал, Рамбам.
Или это?
Can we read these books? I get very attracted to them, but we don't study them in the group. Is that getting me further away from the group?
This is not distancing from the group. You just need to pay attention that if you do this, you don't start to become engaged in them instead of our lessons, and then there will be a certain distancing that will be created. But you won't be distanced from the purpose of creation because they're books of truth.
Woman Mark.
Ой, Раф. Дорогой Раф, вот мы не должны брать ничего из прошлого ни в чувствах, ни в разуме, и должны быть
постоянно not in the feeling and not in the mind and always need to be directed to the next state. Is that right?
Yes.
And the future state, can we depict it as a connection with the friends?
What does
it mean?
Что значит с пользой? Вы говорите, вот это время нужно с пользой проводить.
What does it mean that we need to use the time in an efficient way?
Spending the time in a beneficial way is to repeat those texts that we studied.
Спасибо.
This is what we studied this morning.
Yes. That's it. Boys, girls, be healthy till tomorrow.
תודה רבה לך, רב.
Thank you, רב.
תודה לכולם. ויש
Thank
לנו...
Thank you for everyone.
לסיום,
and we have
few
messages continuing the broadcast. We at 2:30, we're going to have a meal and let's finish with a song.
Has turned to dust, there's nothing more to do. And in the ashes of our hearts, we're standing before you. There's nowhere left for us to run, no more lies to hold on to. After every song has been sung, it's only you that we will turn to.